I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Remarkably good. That's the assessment of USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey of this season's cotton crop. Although the cotton crop development is behind schedule, good conditions have only improved.
That is now 71% good to excellent. That's up 4 points from last week. 6% very poor to poor, a very minor 1 point increase. And compare that to last year's crop, which was just 46% good to excellent, 25% very poor to poor.
Rippey says 79% of the cotton bolls around the country have opened as of the last check, 10% behind the five-year average and well behind last year at this time when 87% of the cotton bolls had opened. Rippey also says the peanut crop has been performing well this summer amid the minimal heat and wet conditions.
We see three-quarters of the crop rated good to excellent, just 3% very poor to poor. That's a improvement from last week's numbers, 73% good to excellent and 3% very poor to poor, and comparable to what we saw this time a year ago when we were also at 75% good to excellent and 6% very poor to poor.
The middle of the nation pushing eastward has a late summer heat wave moving through. Rippey says this will be good to push summer crops toward maturity. And given the fact that there is adequate to abundant soil moisture across much of the region, it shouldn't be too much of a concern for the health of the summer crops. He says in the Deep South, the rice harvest is already underway. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.